Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Roger Wolf. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Peck reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla throws the ball into Potter, who tags Fleming trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Peck scores. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Moss and he is out, Dillinger applying the tag. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Peck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger is hit by the pitch. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-1 in the game. Siri strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Gordon moves to third. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 0 in the game. Wolf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dillinger is hit by the pitch. Potter moves to second. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 2 in the game. Leaner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Potter scores. Dillinger moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to third. Leaner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive towards first. Fleming catches it and steps on first to double up Hitchcock. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 2 in the game. Siri strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws to second. Hitchcock drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hitchcock. Gordon scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters pinch runs for Les Moss. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Nels Potter. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. Don Black now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters scores. Coleman moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Gene Bearden now pitching. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dillinger moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Dillinger scores. Hitchcock moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Heath reaches second base with a double. Hitchcock moves to third. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla is walked intentionally. Steve Gromick now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. Heath scores. Zarrilla moves to second. It's 6-3, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early pinch hits for Rusty Peters. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Early reaches second base with a double. Zarrilla scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Early now catching. Fred Sanford now pitching. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Hal Peck. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing center field. George Metkovich now playing right field. Hank Rushkowski now catching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 3 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.